Hey, it's Kathy. I have something so fun to tell you about. You may know that the doors are open to my new program, The Abundance Method, but if you enroll by May 15th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific, you're going to get my signature business program also, Made to Do This. That's a $3,000 program that you are going to get for free, included if you sign up by May 15th, just before midnight Pacific time. Made to Do This is a phenomenal program that has helped thousands of souls to start businesses, to be able to make a living doing something that they love. This is an incredible deal. You don't want to miss it. Go ahead and sign up at kathyheller.com/join.
You're all leaders and you're all meant to be these boldly abundant, gorgeous women in flow, having this abundant experience of you being you, tapped in, turned on, and then you can move with ease and you're going to be amazed.
Hi guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to
Abundant Ever After.
That was Maddie. Maddie, what do you want to be when you grow up?
A podcaster.
You do? I think that's so cute that I didn't even have to tell her to say that. So welcome back to Abundant Ever After.
I hope you had a great weekend.
So today I want to share a coaching call about how to make bigger paradigm shifts, how to really widen your capacity for the abundance and magic that is available to you. Just for some context, I was doing a Q&A with some of our students, and one of them said she was being offered all these mind-blowing opportunities, but her health had been getting in the way of her actually executing on them. So she was wondering how she could let go of having the capacity for the minimum, break through her upper limit, and step into her full expansion. It's a great question, and I think the message will resonate with a lot of you.
So here we go. Take a listen.
So let me level set by saying the biggest paradigm shift that we can all make is the oneness of the world. What we experience typically when we are hitting sort of an upper limit is identifying with the separation, with the illusion of separateness. Doesn't even exist. Each wave in the ocean is connected, and there is no place where I can say this wave ends and this wave begins. I can't find it. And every single wave is the ocean. When this wave moves, the ocean moves. When this wave moves, the ocean moves. So what worked for me on my path of expanding my sense of understanding and seeing and consciousness was these paradigm shifts, these major paradigm shifts that just release energy I was holding for no reason. So the big one, the first one, the piece that I kind of collected on my personal, you know, we all have like our eat, pray, love alchemist journey. So living in Jerusalem, the little giant major paradigm shift was, oh, everything is one. So what does that mean? It means that all this energy that we give to how much we're receiving, how we're going to be received, how people are perceiving us. It's like the little ego, the me, right? Like if you noticed, I'm just going to use people who are like, we've all seen their likeness, right? Like the Dalai Lama. I don't know him personally, but I know what he kind of feels like and looks like. It doesn't matter to him if 14 people know who he is, or if 40 million people know, or if 4 billion people know, because he is having the experience within him. The microcosm that he experiences within him is the world. It is the world itself. It's all one. So it doesn't matter. There's an endless capacity and there's no holding and there's no big deal. Whether there's 89 people that show up or there's a stadium filled with people, it's the same. That's because of deeply having the experience, the actual lived experience that you actually start to feel and know this is all an energy that's going in and out. It goes through you. It goes through me. It goes through everyone on this call. It goes through everyone on this block. And we're all just passing the ball. That's all that's actually happening. So let's get a little bit clearer about it. Your business, your work, the things that come out of your mouth, what you charge, the name of your book, whatever it is, it's like, there's the energy that is what comes out of you, right? And then there's you. There's that tiny little piece that is like
that you that is part of the whole, right? Like if you look at a garden, there's like little plants and big plants, and they're each an individual expression of the same big energy, but coming through the periodic table of elements, there's carbon and there's silver, and they're all part of this one sort of, all make up this one thing, but they're expressed in slightly different ways. But my point is, there is too much of this dominant sort of orientation to the self, right? That doesn't even exist. So then what happens is like, oh my God, can I hold all this? It's like, you don't have to hold anything. Like there's nothing for you to hold. In fact, that's the worst way for you to coach, is to think that you somehow have to hold something for someone else. What we're actually doing is letting go as much as we can of this ego, so that we just become the Wi-Fi router for everybody else to plug in, so that they come back to their own source, to their own power, right? The best yoga teachers, the best rabbis, the best speakers, the best leaders are able to be so potently connected to oneness and energy and vision that you meet them there. You meet each other in that vibration of love, and now you're connected to where all your magic is, because it's all coming from the same source. So that's what does the heavy lifting. That's the jujitsu move. That's where we release all your power, is by letting go of thinking you have to hold anything. And you have to talk to your ego, because your ego does not get that. Your ego has been conditioned. It has a story. It has an identity. It has a narrative, and it doesn't get that. But essentially, you are creating like in cotton candy machines. You're just trying to create as much energy as possible. And then everything, all the waves sort of feel more energy. That's it. It seems so complicated from the outside looking in. It's actually very simple. And then it requires nothing. We don't have to do or force or hustle or push. We just have to crack open to, widen the aperture, right? I've been to many different kinds of retreats and events. I know Dr. Joe Dispenza personally. He's like a person that I happen to know and be friends with. Like, this man has no pressure. He's not carrying anything. He could care less about himself. It's not him. He's not a guru. He's not looking at himself. He's like, let's go. Sit your butt down. Find it. It's in you. It's not in me. It's not up here. It doesn't matter to him. If there's 14 people sitting with us in Montecito, I've been to little things with him where there's just a small group. I've been to things with him where there's thousands. He doesn't care. It doesn't matter. None of that. That's all an illusion. What matters is like, can I be potent enough, coherent enough? Can I have coherence in my signal that other people find their way back to theirs? That's all that we're looking for. Every human being at every second of the day, no matter what they tell you they want, what they actually want is an expanded awareness. They want a greater signal. They want more coherence. That's what they want. That's all they want. And then they maybe think that this trip will get them there, that this food will get them there, that having sex with this person, not externalized, none of it's going to work, right? But it will work if you're turned on. If you're tapped in and turned on, then it's all work. Then it's all amazing. You could sit here and do this with your hand and think that you're tripping, because that's how much that works. Like it all works if you're tapped in, right? So this is essential, because we all have this upper limit, because your ego has a limit. But when you're connected to what is, when you're tapped in, when you're plugged in, you can just allow it. You can just allow it. So that's what we do as human beings. When we are connected to what we make it mean, I have to hold more. What's going to happen to my family? How can I deal with the success? What will people think of me? It's like, none of that's even happening. That's all happening in some low vibration that someone's choosing to be stuck in. You don't want to be in that anyway. Doesn't matter. It's like being in a storm and flying a plane, and you just go above the storm. Let all that happen where it needs to happen. Those are not your people anyway, if that's where they're tuned in. You can't even control that they keep seeing it that way. But you yourself don't have to hold that. And then you physically can start to heal, because this physical being, there's only so far you can go when you think it's on you. Your body will collapse because you can't do anything. All the power is inside of every single individual. And it's about a choice to tap in and turn on. And wow. Once that happens, just watch out. So it's about fully seeing and knowing and believing that every single person has the capacity to find their greatness, to find what's within them. And the more you find it in you, which means you let go of what you have to hold on to, you'll be more of a conduit to show them that they have that within themselves. And the only reason I can myself keep building and allowing however many people want to listen to the podcast or come through trainings or whatever, it's like, it doesn't matter if it's one or if it's a million, it's all the same. I'm doing the same exact work. Yesterday, my daughter and I were reading a book. It's called The Day the Crayons Came Home. There's like The Day the Crayons Quit and The Day the Crayons. It's a really cute book. And she's in first grade, so she's starting to read it out loud herself. And there's a page where there's glow in the dark letters, but she's like, they're not glowing. And I'm like, hang on. So I go and get my phone and I turn on the flashlight of my phone and I put the light on the letters so the letters can absorb it because they have this science in them that they can absorb it. And then I turn the lights off and then they glow, right? They can absorb it. They just need the light. They can absorb it, but they need to be turned on. They need to be like, it has to be activated. So what we are as coaches, what we are as people, what we are as we're activators. We activate the light that's inside of every person already. We don't have to actually do it though. We just have to have it be the source of that light, be emanating that light, and then it all gets done. It all gets done. It's when we get caught up in our ego that it's like there will be a sabotage because the truth is the truth. And on some level, you know it. And there's only so much you can hold thinking that it's on you before you'll collapse. I watched that happen to so many people. That's the upper limit. But when there's very little ego, you just stop trying to win that race. You don't have to hold anything so you can go very far. There's nothing on you. And I know that some of you are just like eating this up and you totally get it. Some of you are like half getting it. I imagine that because you're who you are, that you actually get what I'm saying and it feels good. Doesn't it feel good to remember this? It's huge. That's why I'm saying 99% of what's going to happen in your life, in your business, it's got to be the changes in the energy you're holding that you're unconscious that you're holding. Because you can only go so far oriented a certain way with so many bars of Wi-Fi. And these are the kinds of paradigm shifts that you start to think and then you know, and they open up so much more bandwidth. And then you can just move. Talk about momentum. You're light. You're not holding all this pressure, responsibility, what it means how people judge you, perceive you. It's like, it's not about you anyway. They shouldn't even be thinking about you. They should be staring right back at themselves. The best leaders are going to point you right back to the magic inside of you, the greatness inside of you. You should not even be looking at that person. And if people are doing that, that's on them. They're still codependent. They're still assigning all their power to someone outside of themselves. Good luck with that. But you don't have to corroborate that. Does that make sense? So that's number one. That's number one. Now I want to talk about these other pieces. But the thing we just talked about, it affects everything. It's the letting go of that ego, that separate self, and all that comes with that. Now, I want to go a little bit more now into the tactical part a little bit, just for a second. So you both talked about, you said you avoid it like the plague, showing up live and then stepping out. So those are similar feelings, right? It's kind of like this part of you that wants to be fierce and just totally allowing and visible and fierce and just holding a torch, and then a part of you that's just like stuck. And that goes back to, it's similar to what I was just talking about, but it goes back to being worried and concerned about how people perceive us flat out. What are they going to think if they find out that I talk about sex? What are they going to think if I show up on Instagram and I look not, I don't know, like this other woman, or if I don't say 14 sentences in a row and have a PDF and an outline? It's like, who knows what goes through our head, you know? And this is the thing that we want to kind of remember, which is that there are billions of people in the world and you're not everybody's person. Oh, isn't that a relief? It's such a relief. It really is. Because unconsciously, your brain goes, I need everyone
to like it.
I need everyone to approve. And then your brain goes, well, that's not possible right now, so I won't do anything. And it's never going to be possible because people are on their own trip. They've had their own experience. They've made meaning out of what they've made meaning out of, and they assign it to everything. So they don't see you. They see what they are available to see. That's it. So that's number one. And number two, we don't all speak each other's languages, literally and metaphorically. There are some people who right now, today, their biggest problem they need solved is that their kid has a thing that they're dealing with, and that's the language that they're speaking. And there's other people who, on Maslow's hierarchy of needs, it's a woman who is in her 50s and she needs to get finally clear that she's a priority to herself and she's to set boundaries, and that's the problem she has. And then there are people who right now are looking to win some kind of, like, you know, swim meet, and they need someone who can help them to have the mindset they need or get the right green juice they need. I mean, everyone needs someone else at every moment. And so there are plenty of things where you're not the person that somebody needs. Like, they don't need you right now. They don't need you now. They didn't need you before, or they needed you like 8 years ago and now they're totally off to something else. It doesn't matter. Let it go. That's the gift, number one. Number two, you get to call in who you want to call in. And that has to do with a couple things. So now let's talk a little bit about tactics for a second. Understanding this is really just business and it's about psychology. Who you serve, you get to choose that. You get to understand that and then make a choice. And what's going to be important for your business to grow is that you name the identity of the person that you serve. And that's who you're talking to. So when you're talking to the person who cares about, who's willing to better their sex life, who, that's an identity. It doesn't matter. It's actually better that all these other people think it's insane or they have shame around it. Great. It's not for them. You cannot make a business where your business is convincing people to be on board, to begin to want to listen to what you have to say. You're not available for that. You're not able to help those people. Think about, like, in the Titanic and the boats capsizing. When the rescuers come, do they go all the way down to the bottom of the ocean and try to get all the people? This is a sad metaphor, but you'll get the point. Or do they try to just get the people who are closest to the top, who they can actually save? Because if they don't, if they waste the time going all the way down, then they lose everybody. They can't save anyone, right? Nothing works. So they don't do that, right? We saw this during COVID. Again, morbid example, but it makes the point. If somebody is able to be helped, you help them immediately. You're like, okay, let's go. Let's do this. If somebody's already far gone, it's like, if I spend the time trying to resuscitate this person who's far gone, I lose these 14 people who I can actually help. We got to make decisions, right? So in business, it's like your triage. Yes, Betsy, that's a good word. Is you have no business talking to the people that don't want to be talked to. Stop even thinking about them. They don't want you. They have every right not to. I am that person for so many people. There's no reason that something should show up on my feed and try to convince me to go to some, like, heavy metal concert. I'm just thinking of something. It's like, it's never going to happen. I can't stand it. I don't want it. I know there's a whole culture. It's like certain rap music. I'm like, I don't even understand. People love it. Great. It's not for me. Like, I'm never going to be the person, you know, I'm going to go to fly to Broadway to see Dear Evan Hansen 3 times. And my husband thinks it's ridiculous. Like, you go to Broadway shows just to cry your eyes out. It's so sentimental, so overly sentimental. Like, he cannot be convinced. He doesn't want it. He likes Bob Marley, reggae. It's like, we're different. Fine. You know, my best friend is a vegan. I feel like we're eating pretend cardboard. I cannot get on board with it. I'm just like, I can't. That's me. It doesn't mean I'm doing anything wrong. It doesn't mean she's wrong, but she shouldn't use her energy to think about me every day. That's a waste of time. I am not her buyer. I'm not her audience. She's going to lose the whole deal by trying to run after me and go, hang on, I know you've tried it four times and you didn't love it and you're not interested, but let me try to convince you. Let me do that. No. So with your business, okay, it gets so fun when you let it be fun, right? Do you think I care about the people who roll their eyes and say, she's so woo? Nope. And by the way, more power to you. Fine. That's okay. You don't have to like Wayne Dyer and Esther Hicks. You could just read engineering books all day long and think that there's nothing out there. And it's okay. It's fine. But I'm not going to think about that because it's not my job. Honestly, I'm not assigned that job. We've all been assigned a job. That's not my job to go convince people, bless and release, right? I've got crystals on my desk, I've got sound bowls. I'm like putting myself in frequencies all the time. People think it's insane. That's okay. So what we have to do is think about your people and then actually serve them. They're sitting at the table. They're starving because you're worried about what the people who don't ever want to come to the table are thinking about the people at the table. So now the people who are actually there hungry going, I want this. Hi. You're like, well, I can't really get to you because I'm still dealing with those people who roll their eyes and will never sit over here. So with your business, this gets to be so fun and generous. And you just focus on the people that could actually hear you. And then you really understand who they are and you make them feel that you see them. So what is the identity? The identity is you are calling out, this is who my people are, right? I mentioned Dr. Joe before. When you go to a Dr. Joe event, he says to everybody, he goes, good morning, geniuses. He calls everyone a genius. That's brilliant. It's brilliant because he's reminding everybody like, you are a genius. You can do this. I'm going to show you an image right now of serotonin. And just by looking at the 3D model of that molecule, you're going to create it in your brain because you can, because you're a genius. That's the only people he's talking to. You have to be willing to suspend your dumb analytical mind, which really for any dumb, in order to go and be successful on his retreat. So he's only speaking to people and he'll say, he's like, those of you, like the guys who got dragged here by your wives, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to set down your analytical mind or else you're going to hate this. So he's going to call forward the part of you that's a mystic, the mystical part of you. This is essential for your business. So when it comes to being worried or afraid or the secret, you're only able anyway to talk to the people who are available for it. Everybody else already decided. They made up their mind. They've already judged. They're so resistant. So we can bless them. And then there's this energy that happens in your business when people feel like, oh my God, how nice. She doesn't need me to like her. That's also actually awesome. And then some of those people start to like listen in a little bit because they can feel that you're okay with who you are. And then they feel, oh, actually, maybe I can just sit over here. But we don't care about that. We care about the identity, right? So we need to cultivate the identity, right? Sophia Amorosa created Girl Boss. So it's like, I'm a girl boss, right? Other people in this field are like high performers, peak achievers. Like, that's me. It's like, that's not my people. I mean, it is in a way, but more on like a spiritual level. I'm not like the like achievement, goals, hustle, right? But those people love when those people are called up on those other people's brands. They're like, oh my God, of course I go to this person's thing because I am a peak performer. It's like, I'm exhausted just hearing those words. But for you, that works. So that's great. You should go to that. So what I want you guys to do across the board in your business, let's just review. Number one, this is about dropping, really dropping the ego and the part of you that thinks it's got to do it. It can't do anything. It can't do shit. It has no power. Your only power is becoming the Wi-Fi pong for somebody else to hook into their own source. That's it. You don't want to be codependent with people anyway. It's a bad road. Don't go down it. Number two, when it comes to your business, all of the people who can't hear you, let's allow them the autonomy to choose that. Why do we have to be mad about that? Are you mad at yourself that there's 14 people that you've met that you never want to see again? You have every right. It's a democracy. You don't have your tax dollars. Don't hurt them. Just let them be. Okay? It's not for you.
They shouldn't be losing sleep at plant-based businesses because I feel the way I feel. And by the way, I love animals. It's not, it doesn't matter. It's like, it's not me. I don't like the taste of it is the problem. So we're going to then have so much more bandwidth. I don't have to think about those people. And here's the thing that we also want to remember. People are wired to be so self-involved. They're so self-centered. They actually don't care. You care so much about what people think who could care less. They don't care. They don't have the bandwidth. Honestly, let's say I see someone and I'm like, and I judge that person. How long do I have to give to her? About 6 seconds of my life. Then I moved on to thinking about my own worries, my own problems. And no one cares. People will make decisions about what they're not going to do for their own alignment because of what Becky down the street is going to think. And guess what? Let's say she does go to lunch with her friend Jennifer and she goes, did you hear what Kathy did? That's about 11 seconds. Yeah, that was the dumbest thing ever. Did you hear what she did with her bit? Oh my God, her new podcast. That's ridiculous. I've known her since high school. There, she has no credibility to do that. Wait, you want to split the tuna tartare? Like, they're over it. They are over it. And you haven't even lived your life because of the 11 seconds. Just fear that they could have the 11 seconds. You won't do anything. It's ridiculous. Who cares? I've had people in my life literally send me an email. You know, I've known you since whatever. I was really threatened when you started your podcast. I don't know what that was about, but I really am so proud of you. And I don't care anyway, Tiffany. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, do your thing, right? There are people who block people on social media. Why are you blocking? Why are you just energy? Who cares? There's plenty of nasty people around. It's okay. It doesn't matter. If we don't look the same, why would we think the same? The amount of people that get pissed at me for things. You know, I posted like a week ago, it was Holocaust Remembrance Day, and I posted the most beautiful story about this Holocaust survivor. Talked about a rooster and how we should be like a rooster because the rooster's the first one on the farm that knows that just when the night can't get any darker, the dawn is about to break. That was what I posted. I lost so many followers that day for posting that story. And you think I'm shocked? It's okay. It's all right. This is the world is made of weird people. They're strange, but I don't need to convince them. I'm not upset by it because I get it. Like, the people are crazy. Like, you know, like, people have all kinds of thoughts and beliefs and what this means and how can she? It's like, oh my God, you could be literally the nicest person in the world. You're like, she's too nice. She's fake. Can't stand her. So who cares? All right. And then when it comes to your people, what I want you to do is the people who actually are your people, like you guys are for me. Don't ignore them. I could cry saying this. Those are your people. They would cross an ocean for you. They have gone through their own journey to have enough perspective that they actually get exactly what you mean and exactly what you say. So really just serve them. Just serve those people. Truly go all in on those people. Right? And so what I want you to do for the business piece of it is, what's the identity of those people? Because those of us who have gotten to the seat at the lunch table that we're at, we want to identify with it. We feel proud of it, right? We want to be Gabby Bernstein's people. They are spirit junkies and they love that. They want to know that they are. They want to be around people who are, who value that more than they value other things. So let them have it and just talk to those people, right? And so I want you to start to think about that because it matters when somebody goes to yoga more than 4 times. They're like, I'm a yogi. They love feeling that identity. That's important. That's good, right? People who love the Grateful Dead, they became deadheads and they were proud of it. So you need to get who is your deadhead? Who is your person? And this is the person we are talking to. And everything else is a waste of your power. And it's keeping you from being as magnificent as you are meant to be. I hope that that puts your physical body and soul at ease. And you can think about your own experience. You know, when you go to a concert or you are living your regular life, who you see on stage, you're just seeing yourself in that person all the time. Yeah. It's all a hologram. So to think that we have to take on, it's like people are having their own battle with their own resistance all the time. How much resistance, how much expansion, how much safety they have to expand, how much they're willing to set down their judgment, how much they're willing to be in flow. That's everybody's job every day. So far be it from me to think now I got to go take that on. I got to choose for somebody else to set down their stuckness. That takes a lot of courage. And I got to choose to believe that I decide how people perceive me. I'm like, there's a whole lot of momentum behind what they're choosing to see. It's based on how they judge themselves. It's based upon how they love themselves. So no one sees me. Even right now, you're all hearing me completely differently. You're not actually hearing me the same way. Some of what I'm saying is nails on a chalkboard for some of you. Some of it's like amazing. Some of it's like, it just depends on our readiness, the safety in ourselves, the safety that we feel to let go, to set it down, to feel good, how much we've allowed ourselves to feel what it feels like to really feel connected. All of that, it's like, you don't need to go out in the world thinking like, all right, that's your assignment. It's like, that is not your assignment. Your assignment is, this is the offer. This is my light. This is how much illuminance I have to give. These are the words that I feel meant to say. Whoever can hear them, great. Many people will hear it like Charlie Brown's mom. Womp, womp, womp. They won't hear it. That's okay. That's where they're at. Let's just let it be. But to the extent that I can be clean and pure and just set it here on the table for whoever who needs it. Oh my gosh. Amazing. Because there are people who actually can hear it. And it will take them to that next level of expansion. Does that make sense, you guys? So that's why I say so much of this journey is about how we're aligned with energy and how we understand it and how we perceive and how we feel. And really, like, that's why when we're meditating, you know, at some point we start to just see ourselves as this little sphere of energy in this infinite pool of energy, and it's all connected. And how much more can we just sort of resonate? That's it. How much more can we resonate? And other things then get magnetized to it, and other things get further away. And we just start to hopefully shift the whole ocean. Like, that's our job. That's it. You know, the more aware of force and we're not connected to that little eye, there's all the power all over again, right? So it goes back to everything that's happening around us is always a reflection of how much we've walked home to ourselves. How hard are we making it? How much more love can we tap into? Can we find that higher love, that ease, that joy, that peace? And the more we do, there's so much more momentum. And I found that in my life and in my business, part of the reason that it feels like it keeps growing in this fun way is because I kind of know what I need to like think about and what I need to surrender. And therefore I can just take action and do the next thing. And it feels light and it feels fun. And I don't have to worry about all the things that I have to do or hold or make meaning out of or help people see me. It's like, I can just move, right? And people who think she's crazy, it's like, that's fine. And people who think, oh, it's exactly what I need to hear, it's like, that's fine. I'm just doing my assignment. I'm just doing my thing. So let's go. Let's create momentum. So I'd like you to think about in your business now for a second, since we were talking about that today, what's one little thing that you feel called that you could do that could actually just have a lot more ease around it because you could just do it? What's one action that you can take because of the way you're taking that action? Intention creates effect. It's not cause and effect. It's the intention. It's the intention, right? I have a friend who applied to one state school and Harvard, nothing else. And he wrote the funniest, silliest essay and he got in, right? And he wasn't supposed to, because it's not about cause and effect. It's the intention that creates the effect. You can feel it, right? It's like, this person, how on earth is this person here? It's like, there's something about letting go, just like being authentic. You know, how is it that Pete Davidson dates all these hot girls, right? I mean, he's not by any standards, like he's not Ryan Gosling. He has this energy of like, this is it, like take it or leave it. Like, this is my, I'm actually totally broken. You know what I mean? Like it's, and meanwhile, it's like he has all the confidence in the world because he's not trying to impress you at all. There is nothing that he's like, please,
like me. He's like, you shouldn't. Yeah, actually, you probably don't want to because it's all good. And it's just like, everyone's a magnet to that, right? Intention creates effect. And then all the other idiots are like, oh my God, do you like me now? How do you like me now? And everyone's like, no, I don't like you at all. I don't like that you're in the energy of trying to buy my affection. Leave me alone, right? So when you move, you can just move, right? You don't have to have it all. I remember when I was writing music for Pepsi and Target and McDonald's, my friends would write these albums and they would go in these studios and they would spend thousands of dollars on horns and violins. And I was like, why would you do that? Why wouldn't you send a scratch track and say, let's collaborate? This is 30 seconds of what it can be. Do you want it? And they'd be like, yeah, we hated that. Somebody sent me this overproduced. Let's move with this. Let me give some hand claps. One time we just stomped our feet because we couldn't hire a drummer. It's like, of course, that was the song that they want. Oh, what was that? What was that? Percussion. I'm like, I'm stomping my feet on the floor. Amazing. We want that. That's what we want. So everyone's over here thinking that they have to be impressive and they've got to get it all together. It's like, that is the path every idiot takes. That's not even the path. It doesn't even do anything. It's not interesting. It's exhausting and everyone can feel it. But when you show up, and you're not here to try to do it for everyone. You're actually hoping the other way. You're just here like, hey guys, like I hosted this event I mentioned the other day with a bunch of celebrity friends of mine. Kelsey Grammer was here. Alicia Silverstone was here. We had a bunch of celebrities over for this party we had. And Alicia was like, are you nervous to get up and speak? And I was like, I mean, there's a part of my brain that does that, but I've done that so many times that I know how to. And so I just got up and I said to everyone, close your eyes. Just close your eyes. Take a deep breath. All right. What's in there? What do you need to be reminded of? What do you need to know? And it's just such a mic drop. It's just like, nothing's impressive to anyone. Nobody's impressed. Nobody's impressed with anything, right? The thing that's impressive is not being impressive. The thing that's impressive is just showing up with energy, being authentic, being loving, letting go, not needing it. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, who is this person? It's like I wind up, I don't know, finding my way into rooms that I have no business in terms of like the fact pattern of my resume or my grades or it doesn't matter. It's like all of my friends in the podcasting space, anyone who actually is making a difference, they're all disruptors. Nobody cares. Nobody's out here trying to do it the way everyone's doing it. It's so boring. You can feel it from a mile away when someone's trying to curate a certain thing. Because they want you to think something about them. Nobody wants to think about the fact that you need them to think of you a certain way, right? So I have resisted that so much. I've resisted over-editing things. I've resisted hiring people to do my soul. Gives a shit. It's so annoying. You can feel it. You can feel it in the energy of it. It's like, there's nothing here. There's nothing real here, right? You have everything real inside of you. You have this visceral, people love, right? Why did people love Oprah? She would scream, she would cry. It's like, this is an authentic person having an authentic experience and so fucking sexy. Yes, that is what brings people to life, is being authentic. And so the more you can let go of this habit, we've all been through the school system. We all had people around us who wanted to make the grade and be impressive and win people over, and it's just the wrong way. It's just not interesting. We had a dinner at my house and a friend of ours, he asked me something. And in front of, I don't know, 10 people, I do this all the time. I was like talking about couples therapy and what I'm like. He was like, I can't believe you're being honest like that. I'm like, are you kidding? It's like nothing. And then he mentioned that he was sober and that he had been addicted to meth. And this is someone who's a parent at my kid's school. And the whole table just leaned into this guy. It was like the king of the world and nobody else at this table was struggling with that. But we were like, oh my God, this guy's amazing. He was like, yeah, it's been such a shit show. Let me just tell you what I've been going through. You know, my dad didn't approve of me and I started this dumb, awful habit when I was 19. And then this happened and look at me. I'm a hot mess. We were all like, oh my God, the honesty. Oh my God. I mean, like every woman in the room was like obsessed with this guy by the end of the night. Right. So. That is the stuff that makes the world move. Authenticity, honesty, power, being in your power, setting down shame. So that's what we're doing. And I want you to treat yourself. I want you to set down the shame, have the yummy abundance of the love, the higher love inside of you, and buy yourself the Gucci bag. Have it all. Because at some point, the time runs out. Who cares what they say? It doesn't matter that that girl gave you the side eye. It's not her life. She denied herself having orgasms. That's her problem. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, let it go. This is your turn. And so much of this is just conditioning. It's just you've been conditioned to have less, to be mean to yourself. There's a world in here. You keep uncovering this world in here. You're just going to be a conduit for such change and such transformation. And you're all leaders and you're all meant to be these boldly abundant, gorgeous women in flow, having this abundant experience of you being you, tapped in, turned on, and then you can move with ease. And you're going to be amazed at how this affects your business. Of course it does. Because what do people get about you more than what's the link in your bio? They get your energy right away. It takes 4 seconds. That's how long. They watch a reel for 4 seconds. They know this person's in or not in. They're in their resistance or they're fully here for it. And people go, what's that about? So things to think about. I want you to start thinking about what is the identity you're cultivating? Who are you calling forward? What is your fishing hole? Name those women. Speak to those women. That is the people that you want. Candace Nelson is a friend of mine. When she made Sprinkles cupcakes, she's like, other people were like, I can get a cupcake for 75 cents at the grocery store. She's like, then you should go get it. That is great for you. I sell a $7 cupcake. Why are you even here? This is the worst thing for you. The person I'm selling this cupcake to is a foodie who wants a cupcake that looks as stylish as their bag. I know. Can you even think about that? Who would want that? Well, guess what? There was a line around the door. And now there are cupcake ATMs in Los Angeles with her cupcakes. A cupcake ATM. Even for the skinny, skinny women who don't eat carbs, they want to go pay $7 to just go to that fucking cupcake ATM because it's a vibe. So why is Candace worried about people who would never spend money on a great cupcake? That's not her job. There are people who go to 7-Eleven for a cup of coffee. They should be able to. It's a free world. And then there are people like me. I won't even go to Starbucks if he's burnt. I have to go to my little shop on the corner to get my special thing. My husband's like, you have an espresso machine. I'm like, I know, but when I go in and I get it, it's like, who could be bothered? Everyone gets to choose, but I want you to call out your people. It's like, of course you buy a $7 cupcake because you're worth it. You worked your ass off and you don't want a cupcake. You want an experience and you want a selfie. So actually, you just did well because for $7, you got a really cute piece of content. You just shared it with your audience and I'm helping you. I'm helping you on your journey of a, right? It's like, this is the story, is you decide who's in your fishing hole. There's all the different customers. There's a buyer at every price. Don't deal with the buyers who don't want you anyway. They can't afford it. It's okay. Let them be. So I want you to have some idea of the identity, how you're calling your audience forward. What is their identity and what do they need? What's the next thing that they need? And maybe you can ask 3 people in your audience. Maybe you can start to A-B test a couple of things just to get a sense, because we want to start understanding who our people are and what do they need from us next so that we can become the person who nurtures them and speaks their language. Okay. I would like to give you an assignment, which is that morning meditation, 90 seconds you can do. You can do 90 seconds. What would ease feel like today? Feel it in your body. What would joy feel like? What would liberation feel like? What would real confidence feel like from my soul? What does that feel like? And then you ask yourself, what's one little thing I'm going to do today, right now? Am I going to say no to going to that party? Am I going to post that thing on Instagram? Am I going to reach out to that friend? That's the 90-second practice. Memorize it. Ask how you want to feel. Feel it. And then what's one little thing I'm going to do today? I'm saying no to this. I'm saying yes to this. I'm posting this. I'm sharing this. I'm raising my prices. When you move from who you really are in your alignment, you'll be amazed. It was always right here. You could have charged what you wanted before, but now you actually can because you charge people when you charge them. People need to charge. That's what they really need. You want them to pay? You got to give them a charge. How do you give them a charge? Because you come from being plugged. You're not operating out of alignment. There's no charge in that. So keep manifesting, keep tuning that radio station. So there's no static. You get that really great reception and you start to feel it all day, not just for an hour, not just when you're in class with me, but you stay in it. I want you to start by noticing how often do you veer out of it and what can you start to do to put yourself back in? Do you need to put an affirmation on your desk? Do you need to check it with your accountability partner? Hey, I just lost it. I'm about to go. Like when you're trying to lose weight and you're like, oh, I'm getting into the jar of cookies. It's like, no, that's you going unconscious. Start to become conscious of where you go unconscious. So I'm enjoying this so much. I have no doubt that if we keep the pot on the boiling water this way, we keep staying in this conversation, that the water will boil and you will start to see that your life is a very different experience. Very different experience. There's different opportunities, different versions of abundance, because the abundance is here. It's setting down everything that is so heavy that is not your job to hold anymore.
All right. Well, I hope there was something valuable there that you picked up from the conversation.
Now, here are the takeaways.
Number one, the biggest paradigm shift we can all make is identifying with the oneness of the world. Number two, leaders are activators. We activate the light, the magic, the greatness that's already inside of every person. Number three, what really makes the world go round is authenticity, honesty, being in your power, setting down shame. Number four, treat yourself. Buy yourself the Gucci bag if you want. Have the yummy abundance of the higher love that's inside of you. Number five, let it go. This is your turn. And number six, you're meant to be this boldly abundant, gorgeous woman in the flow, having an abundant experience of being you, tapped in and turned on.
Okay, now I'm going to give a shout out to the alumni from my podcast program.
Let's give a round of applause to Lisa Dorn and her podcast, Unleash Your Inner Radiance, Julie Christine and her show, Life After Breath, Shannon Danielle and her podcast, Pure Possibilities, and Becca Ingersoll and her podcast, Finding Joy Through Life's Trials.
You guys are amazing. You should be so proud of yourself. I'm really excited to see what this path creates for you.
If you want to check out their podcast, we're going to have the links in their show notes. First of all, I want to say thank you to Maddie for helping me co-host this. Thank you guys so much for listening. I never take your support for granted. I love that we all have this community that we're building together. We have great episodes on the way, so please make sure that you follow along on Apple Podcasts. And if you love this podcast, please leave a review because we are doing a giveaway. Come to my Instagram. You're going to see we're doing a giveaway this week again. If you want to leave us a review, you will be entered to win. You can find the details on my Instagram at Kathy.Heller. And finally, next week, I'm doing a 5-day free abundance activation challenge. It's May 6th through the 10th. I'd love to see you there. You can sign up at KathyHeller.com/5-day. I love you so much. Here's a song of mine.
Have an awesome week.
This is-